Se acerca la primera edición del Festival Corona Capital Guadalajara y uno de los invitados es el grupo estadounidense Darwin Dees. Su líder, Darwin Smith, está en la línea para conversar con nosotros para Rutas Alternas. Hola, Darwin.
Hola, ¿qué tal?
How are you?
Soy muy bien, soy americano.
Ah, cool, but you are from New York, right?
Oh, I messed up already. I said, soy muy bien.
Estoy muy bien.
I'm rusty.
No problem.
I live in New York. Yeah, I live in New York for like most of the last 10 years or so, 12 years even.
Yes. But I read in somewhere that you moved to North Carolina. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, I'm from North Carolina.
Ah, cool.
I grew up in North Carolina. And then, you know, when I was... It's just like, you know, the Walkman? It's just like that Walkman song.
Okay.
Moved in New York to some dumb haircut from 1960. When I was 19, I moved to New York, just like in that song. And I had a dumb haircut, I'm sure.
Well, it's a big decision to move to that kind of city.
Yeah, my family was scared for me. They didn't think I could do it.
But you do it, and you do it great. You start your band, and you have been working since 2009, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
And how was?
And I've never been mugged or robbed either. Okay. Well, I was robbed, but I haven't been beaten up by anybody in New York. Okay. I guess I'm pretty tall. I'm very skinny though. Muy flaco.
It's
flaco feo. Me llamo el flaco feo. That's my nickname that I gave.
Your actually nickname with your friends?
No. Let's just say that's my nickname. You know, for Central America.
But okay,
South
it's
America.
It's for us to keep the things going, right?
Yeah, you can call me that if you want.
Ah, cool. So you signed with Lucky Number, the label Lucky Number. How was the work with them?
You know, it's been great. We're like family. They've always had my back, and they've always like the reason why we have like such nice music videos a lot of times because they set it up with really talented and also affordable directors. You know, it's a small label. And they're not throwing like millions of dollars at the music. So, but we get a lot of value out of the investments that we've made. We've been able to, you know, make some money on some of the music that we've done together. So it's been cool.
And it's curious how the things from some bands, actually some bands from New York, go to the United Kingdom, have a lot of audience, a lot of fans, and after that they return to the city and start the career.
Yeah, I know. I was just reading a thread about that on Reddit. It happened to The Killers, Jimi Hendrix, somebody said Elvis, somebody said Cage the Elephant, also
yes.
Another American band. I thought Cage the Elephant was British. Although that always happens where the people sometimes think you're British because you're popular there. Kings of Leon was a big one that happened to them too.
The Strokes also.
I mean, I was playing in this band before my own band, and we recognized that the UK is kind of the motherland, but the source of all music press, because I don't know, I guess they're just very superlative, they're very excited about new music, and in the way that they talk about it in like the NME and stuff, they're just very, like, they use like the extreme, and that just makes it sort of the excitement sort of disseminates from there sometimes. But it's been tough, you know. It's been tough to bring it back to the USA for us. We're still sort of just on a DIY level here, and we have a booking agent, but we don't actually have any like of our own management or label team that's like in America. So it's just been the UK label that's just been like working that angle. USA, there are people out here that like us, but I think we could do more if we had maybe some more, just more exposure, more team members or something like that. It's something I think about.
Yes, it's a more industry decision.
Yeah, that would be, I don't know. The industry in America is not really taken to show in America. So, you know, that's still on my list of goals.
No. But you will come to Guadalajara on April 7th to the first ever Corona Capital Guadalajara.
Oh, where do they have it before?
You have played here in Guadalajara before?
No, no, I was asking the festival. Where was the festival last year? Somewhere else?
Ah, in Mexico City.
Oh, okay.
So it's the first time the festival it's going to come to make an edition here in Guadalajara, the second most important city on the country. So it's very exciting to have this kind of festival. It's a global festival.
That's great. So Guadalajara, that's like it's like New York and L.A., Guadalajara and Mexico City.
Probably less exciting than New York, for sure. But I know that that's gonna. There are a lot of things happening in Guadalajara, so it's very interesting to have a big festival like Corona Capital. We have another festivals, but it's interesting to have a festival with a vision with more bands from the U.S. or from the U.K.
Yeah, that should be fun. I'm really excited. I've never been to Mexico before, but you know, the people that I've met that are from Central America I worked in a restaurant in the kitchen for a lot of years.
Ah, cool.
The people that I met there were just like so much fun to hang around with. So I'm excited.
There's something with the Mexican audience that we have a lot of vibe, a lot of energy. And your music, it's about the beat, about energy, about rock and roll.
Yeah, well, that's good. They're picking up on our vibe, and that feels good. So I'm happy. Should be a good show.
Yes, absolutely. Looking forward to see you live. Darwin, when will you release your next album? Because it's been since 2015, your last.
Yeah, you know, I've been talking to the label about that a lot lately. It should be this year at some point. And it's done. We're just sort of figuring out the artwork and some of the promotion plans for it. And the music is, I'm really excited about for people to hear the music. And it should be, we should be starting the campaign in a couple months, and the record should be out before the end of the year. So.
Well, I hope your visit to Guadalajara can give you a lot of stories to your music.
Yeah, that would be great. I hope to meet some fun personalities. That's kind of the best part of being on the road, is meeting people, so nice people.
Oh, that's for sure. And I hope you have a couple of days to know the city.
I think I bought the flights yesterday. They're just going to be sort of in and out, so I don't know. Well, maybe we'll have some time on Friday or maybe on Saturday or Sunday or something, but I don't know.
Well, for sure we're going to see your show here in Guadalajara on the first ever Corona Capital here in the city on April 7th. And I think that it's also exciting to play with bands like The Killers or David Byrne.
Oh, for sure. I mean, my friends are excited that I was on the bill with them. But I said, don't worry, we're going to be on the stage at like 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and they're going to be on the stage at like 10. So, you know, we're not even really going to get to meet them or anything. But, yeah, it still looks good to my friend.
But you can always take a walk to the hospitality or have a beer with them on the backstage.
Sometimes. The bigger bands, you know, they sometimes, you know, they have their own, they're sequestered, they have their own little area that, you know, you don't want to go bother them if you're not famous like them.
Yes. Well, I hope you have a great time here in Guadalajara on the Corona Capital Festival. And it's been a pleasure to have this chat with you, Darwin.
Yes. Mucho gusto conocerte y en paz descanse.
Okay, el gusto es mío, Darwin. Looking forward to see your show and see you here in Guadalajara.
Yeah,